Hi, this is a dictation for Tracy William, TRACYWILLIAMS. Date of service is 3/11/2025. Date of accident is 9/8/2024. Date of birth is 8/29/1974. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident 9/8/2024. She has been experiencing headaches towards the left eye and left side of the face, which is not severe. It's only 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, not associated with any TBI symptoms. Pain in the neck and the mid-back and lower back is around 6 to 7, with shooting pain to both the legs posteriorly and up to the ankle, but not affecting the foot. He does have some pain in the left middle toe. MRI have been done and will be discussed at the end of the visit. The reports are available. The pain level is 6. ADLs are 6. Fixed 40% relief is reported by the patient. I will review the records for the ADLs for custom review for additional issues. And the substance abuse and compliance history. Blood pressure 126 over 90, pulse 78, pulse oxygen 100%. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. 3/6/2025, dictation number 0505-017. Plan is to provide the patient with neck traction, neck pillow. She has been referred with chiropractic treatment also along with physical therapy. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. The MRI that were done are as follows. The patient has herniated disc from C2, 3, C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7 with various level of spinal cord stenosis as well as nerve root compressions bilaterally. In the lumbar spine, patient has spinal stenosis of L3, 4, L4, 5, and nerve root compression of right S1 nerve root, left L3 nerve root, and right L4 nerve root. Various degrees of tear of annulus fibrosis, spondylosis, foramina stenosis, ligament of flavum hypertrophy, facet joint arthritis is also present throughout. A thoracic spine MRI shows a extensive damage to the T1 to T2 to all the way to T11 and T12 with the bilateral foramen stenosis and various degrees of disc herniation and disc bulging throughout. The patient was advised that if physical therapy is not bringing her relief, the next test course will be to provide steroid injection to the epidural system, 3 to 4 in the lumbar, and 2 or 3 in the thoracic, and 2 or 3 in the cervical area. The patient will make up her mind, and once she agrees, she'll be scheduled for these procedures. Thank you. Home stretching, home exercises are also advised along with laser treatment, along with the infrared treatment and heat treatment. Thank you.